We are going to work harder than we've ever worked in our whole lives. You got it?
Yeah, yeah. Can we call it quits for today now?
Didn't you hear what I just said?
Yeah. Work hard, harder than we ever worked before in our lives. Blittle, blittle, blittle. Come on, let's go.
I thought we'd start looking at some tape.
Hayden, there's a big rock concert in the stadium tonight. This place is going to be like a zoo. You don't want to be here for that, do you?
Oh, Coach, maybe we should go. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing here tonight, and they scare me.
Hey, Coach, this concert has been sold out for weeks. I mean, scalpers are getting a couple hundred bucks for the best seats. Hey, this place is going to be crazy.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Come on, let's go. Let's go, everybody, everybody. Andale. Let's go. Let's go. What do you say?
Can I help you?
Yo, I'm looking for some guy named Luther.
Oh, yeah, Philip, right? Come on in. You got the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There you go. There you go.
So, if this is supposed to be our private box, what are all these old guys doing here?
Yeah, well, they're just sleeping.
All right, cool. Come on in.
All right. Here you go. Enjoy the concert. Enjoy the concert. Nice to see you. Hey. Cool, man. Out of sight. Thank you. Ruby. Enjoy the concert.
Hello.
Here, these are for you.
For me? Well, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, you know where those are from? They're fresh from our garden. Everything out there is dead except the weeds. They're doing great.
I thought our lawn had been looking a little burned out lately.
Well, the shrubs are dead. The trees got no leaves on them. It's like the grapes of wrath out there.
Well, it is wintertime.
Winter? We're in Florida. Winter here means you wear socks. I want to talk to the gardener. There's one thing I need to know before I do.
What is that?
Do we have a gardener?
Yes, his name is Kenny. He came with the house.
Kenny, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Well, he comes very early in the morning. He's gone usually before the sun comes up.
Well, there's a problem. If he stayed until it was light out, he could see he's killing everything.
A very nice man. Maybe I should talk to him.
Why can't I talk to him?
Well, I just think it would be better if I did it.
Christine, I should be allowed to confront the murderer of my plants. I love this place. I love walking on the lawn. I love lying in that hammock under the tree. I just think this place should look as good as it can look. It means a lot to me.
Okay. But just be nice to him. He's trying to do a good job, and he's a very sweet man. He's just a little, I don't know, he's nervous. He says he's very afraid of being hit by lightning.
Oh, come on. How often does a gardener get hit by lightning?
He said twice so far.
I'm not gonna mug you.
You're not?
No, I'm wearing a bathrobe.
Oh, boy. Get back.
No. I don't think you understand. This is my house. Oh, Mr. Fox.
What?
Fox.
Where? Oh, did you see one?
What?
They eat the oranges, you know.
Why don't you take a break and come on inside?
Oh, you know, I could set a box.
Box?
You get a box for the fox. You take a box. Put it on there on the path for the fox, you know. Fox goes in that box there, you got a fox in the box. Then you take it right out there in the country and squee. And let it go out there in the woods.
You all right?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Is that from the lightning?
Lightning? Where?
Oh, no, no, no. It's all right. Kenny. Look, why don't we just take a break? Come on inside.
In the house?
Yeah, come on inside.
Oh, I got mud all over my shoes.
Well, take them off.
Got mud on my socks.
Come on inside.
Oh, it's nice in here, isn't it now? Yeah.
Would you like a cup of coffee or something?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I'll, it makes me a little jumpy.
Oh. Well, how about some water?
You know something? Maybe I was thinking, maybe I ought to get back out there, and turn them sprinklers on. It looks like rain.
Okay. Kenny, really, sit down. I'd like to have a little talk with you. Huh?
Sure.
About the bushes and the trees and the flowers.
I know where you're going with this one. Yeah. Yeah, my dad told me this one when I was 12. I didn't get it then. Maybe I'll get it now. Go ahead.
Kenny, you're the gardener. Right. And the garden, and the lawn, and in fact, pretty much everything out there is in bad shape.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably that fox you got running around out there, yeah?
Kenny, when we moved here, the lawn was in great shape. The trees were healthy. I mean, everything was... We had tons of flowers.
Oh, I bet that was pretty. Perfect weather for it down here. You got a hot sun in the daytime. Cool nights. Yeah, I got a lot of moisture out there. You know what's good for? Those orange flowers. They look like them tropical birds. You ever see them? What do you call those things? They come from some kind of paradise or something. What do you call them?
The birds of paradise.
I just put some in, too, not too long ago.
The birds of paradise! Birds of paradise!
Hollyhocks!
No! Kenny, I don't know what you're doing or not doing out there, but the garden is in real bad shape. Now, I need you to work a little harder, and you're going to have to get some peat moss and some fertilizer and some weed killer and a hose.
Oh, that's pretty expensive stuff, you know. Gosh, that stuff doesn't grow on trees.
Around here, nothing's growing on the trees. Now, I'm going to give you some money and make a list of everything I want you to get.
Okay.
Peat moss.
Peat moss.
Grass seed.
Grass seed, good, yeah.
And cow manure.
Oh, phew. Yeah. Oh, a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Get a wheelbarrow. Good. Yeah. Oh, and a rake. I saw a guy use a rake one.
It's almost halftime. Where's Howard?
He said he was going to stop off at the supermarket, and then he'd come over after that.
Well, I don't know why you invited him anyway.
Bring in the food.
We could have had pizzas delivered.
Well, we'd have to pay for it that way.
Here I am. Sorry I'm late.
Where were you? You're supposed to be here 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, we were worried about you. I'm lucky I got here at all. I was nearly killed coming out of the parking lot.
Potato chips?
What the hell is this, Howard? Those are better than potato chips. They're fat-free baked vegetable chips.
What?
They're made from turnips, beets, and zucchini.
Oh, I can't eat that.
Will you just try this stuff? If you don't like it, I'll go back to the store. I'll get you anything you want.
You'll get real potato chips?
Uh-huh.
And pizza?
Mm-hmm.
And beer?
Mm-hmm.
And cookies?
Mm-hmm. And dip?
Uh-huh.
Cookies?
You said cookies.
I like cookies.
Wait a minute. You'll go back to the store and get all the stuff we want if we taste this and we don't like it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a man of my word.
This way we get both.
No Howard for a while. It's a real party.
Trying to think of, them tropical things. You used to have a bunch of them out here. What happened to them?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Kenny, listen, you've been working awful hard. Why don't you take a break from that mower, huh?
Oh, no. I told you I'd get this place in shape, so...
Why don't you just sit down and rest for a while?
Oh, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. Hot boys, I say. All right, I'll be out.
How's it going with that guy? Is the place looking any better?
Oh, I don't know. Ever since I had that talk with him, he's been here day and night.
No, that's good.
No, not really. Everything's dying faster.
Well, this health food stuff isn't that bad.
What is that?
I don't know. Some kind of a natural party mix. It's got these fancy chips and these funny little pretzels.
Luther, you're eating Christine's potpourri.
Don't worry, I'll get her some more. You know, I think Houston's gonna do it again this year.
Nah. No way, Houston'll beat the Bulls.
You can't cover Elijah one.
Can't cover Pippen and Jordan either.
Don't think Houston's gonna do it.
Kenny, just go away. Get out. Go away.
Couple of nails, hammer, boom. You got it right back up there.
Kenny, you don't understand. You're fired. I never want to see you again. You're fired. Go on.
Oh. Well, that's the way you want it. So long.
Who I ran into Saturday night, Kenny Montague.
Who's Kenny Montague?
Your ex-gardener, who you obviously didn't care enough about to bother learning his last name.
Where'd you see him? Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. You were taking a shower, and he drove in.
No, I was down at Lucy's Cafe. I was down there for their buy two pot pies, get one free night. And I just ran into him. He was sitting at the bar looking like he lost his last friend.
Yeah, he probably ran him over.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him. I felt so bad, I gave him my free pot pie. Well, half of it. You know, he's really, really a nice guy, Hayden. It turns out we have a lot in common. We're both from Illinois. We both joined the Army and went to Korea. We're both lifelong bachelors. We both ate a lot of paste when we were kids. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for firing a poor, innocent guy like that.
Come on, Luther, you saw what a bad gardener he was. He shouldn't even be called a gardener. He's the anti-gardener.
So you got a little dried grass. Big deal. You know, you were his last job. Because of you, he's out of business now.
I'm not responsible for his life. He can get another job. I mean, heck, he could be a logger. He could work in the woods right and wouldn't even need a saw. I'd just go out there and the trees would just fall down.
Aren't you forgetting something? The man has overcome a terrible life. I mean, he's an inspiration. I mean, how many people could get hit by lightning, then bounce back from the ashes, and then get hit by lightning again, and still make a contribution to society?
Wow. Makes my life seem kind of insignificant. I mean, anybody could get hit in the head by a shot put.
You know what he told me?
No.
He said he just doesn't want to live anymore. I mean, he's got no family, he's got no friends. The gardening was his whole life, and now it's gone. He said the next time it storms, he's just going to go sit up on a roof with an aluminum foil hat on. I mean, do you want that on your head?
The hat?
No, not the hat. His life, Hayden. His life is in your hands. Think about that.
Okay, I'll think about it. Now, you two get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, no. I already deposited your check. Yep. No refunds. Yeah. Should have read your contract.
No, I'm not here to get my money back.
You gonna beat me?
No, not gonna beat you.
Yeah? If you are, I want to put on a heavier coat.
No, I'd just like to come in and talk to you for a while. Is that all right?
Oh, well, yeah, all right, okay. Don't try any funny stuff in here. I know where everything is here now, you know. If anything's missing when you leave, boy, you'll regret the day you met me.
I know what that feels like.
Make it kind of snappy here. I don't have much time, you know. Taking care of these...
Look at them. They're all dead.
Oh, suddenly everybody's a gardener.
Well, Kenny, they're brown. They got no leaves. I mean, look at them. They're crusty.
Leave them alone. They are not. They're all right. They're just old. Of course, you wouldn't understand that, would you?
Isn't this our old patio, King?
Yeah, yeah. Finders keepers.
No, can I sit down?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Oh, now I remember why we threw it away.
Yeah. Gotta try eating a bowl of soup on that.
Kenny, why don't you come get our new patio table? It's a lot better.
Really? And the chairs, too.
The chairs, too, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's really nice. Hey, would you like a cold soda?
Sure.
Oh, okay, let me get you. Oh, what a nice guy. Gosh, it's all last soda for Christmas. Yeah, let's see what else we got. Maybe we got some ice cream here. How about some tea?
Tea's fine.
Tea, I'll get you some tea, yeah. Like orange pekoe?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just got to heat up the water a little bit here. Takes a little while to come all the way from the heater, but once it comes through, the pipes will get you wild at hot. Got a tea bag in there for you. Here. Oh, it's hot. Let me... Want some sugar? Oh, don't have any sugar. Sorry. How about some jelly?
No. Tea is good. Look, the reason I stopped by is because I felt bad about firing you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd like to do something for you.
Oh, gee. Can you rebuild a transmission?
No.
Can you dress a deer?
No. Kenny, I'd like to give you some money.
Oh, I don't need any money. Oh. Got a dead deer in the garage, though. Been out there a month. Whew. Oh, you ought to see the flies on there. The big green ones.
You really don't need any money.
No. I got my army pension, yeah. Put in my 20 years, you know.
You were in the army 20 years?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got my corporal stripes to prove it, too. Well, I had them, yeah. Then my gun went off during the parade. Should have seen that band scatter, boy. They went. No, my passion is just gardening.
You really love it, huh?
Oh, we'll take a look around you here. Well, let me show you something here. Let me give you an idea here. Now, look at this little guy here. This guy was practically dead when I... Look at that now, though, huh? Look at that. See that new life in there? Here. Put him right in. Watch out! Yeah, you know, gardening to me is just like coaching to you, you know? Yep. Once it's in your blood, it's in your blood.
Kenny, hypothetically speaking, if you're not good at what's in your blood, shouldn't you start thinking about a transfusion?
Ah, sure, I know what you're saying. Yeah. But see, you can't let people tell you whether they're good or not. You should know that yourself. Yes, sir. Rebob. No, sir, don't let them tell you what's good or bad. No, even if they say that you're so awful at your job that they want to kill you, you just do what you think is right. So you keep on coaching. All right. You know, I bet you next year you win 2 games.
I was talking about you, Kenny.
Oh, I don't care that much about coaching.
So if I got you a job as a gardener, that's all you want? That'd make you happy?
Oh, yeah, that would be... that would be wonderful. Yeah, well, that and a woman.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do. Oh, I mean, about the job.
Oh, gee, that's so nice of you.
But I'm not making any promises.
Oh, no, I don't know. Well, you know, whatever happens. Don't worry about that. Gosh, yeah, she is so nice you even to try. Yeah. No pressure.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lou.
I saw Kenny down at Lucy's. He said you found him a job.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not his own boss anymore. He's working for other people.
But he's gardening?
Yeah, kind of.
Excuse me, Coach Fox?
Yeah.
I'm Joe Blaisdell, head groundskeeper.
Right, we spoke on the phone. What can I do for you?
It's about your friend.
Uh-huh.
He's been here one day, and look.
Up next, another great Coach episode. Here's a question. Which member of the cast sang and danced in a bikini with Elvis in the movies? Nope, not Craig T. Nelson. It was Shelley Fabre. And Shelley has left the building. But she'll be back as the Coach Marathon continues next on Nick at Night.